Aphrodite looked at it with a frown. No, wait, you won't need that. She looked to Grace. Will he? No, ma'am. Aphrodite smiled as it evaporated. There's also a driver's license, but if you'll take some motherly advice, I'd let Grace do all the driving. No offense, but you stink at it. Aphrodite sighed. It's a pity we didn't have a god for that, too. But, oh well. She closed the box and handed it to him. Here, you can go through it later. As Aphrodite moved away, Julian reached out and took her hand. Thank you, Mother, for everything. Tears welled in her eyes as she patted her son's hand on her arm. I am so sorry I didn't know about your children in time to save them as well. You've no idea how much I regret that I found out only after Thanatos had them. Julian squeezed her gently. If you need anything at all, you'll call? She asked. I'll call, even if I don't. Aphrodite lifted his hand to her lips and kissed it. She looked back and forth between them. I want 6 grandchildren, minimum. Hey, Grace said as she pulled a college degree out of the box. You've given him a PhD in ancient history? From Harvard? Aphrodite nodded. There's also one in there for languages and classical studies. She looked at Julian. I wasn't sure what you might want to do, so I'll let you pick. Can we really use these? Grace asked. Absolutely. If you dig a little deeper, you'll find his certified transcripts. Grace did. Looking them over, she gaped. No fair! They're all A's! Of course, Aphrodite said indignantly. My son would never do second-rate work. Aphrodite smiled. I didn't bother with a marriage certificate. I figured the two of you would want to take care of that one on your own. And as soon as Julian decides on a last name, it'll appear on all the documents inside the box. Aphrodite dug to the bottom of the documents and pulled out a small bank book. By the way, I converted the money you had in Macedonia into modern currency. Grace opened the book and gasped. Holy green guacamole! You're filthy rich! He laughed. I told you. I conquered well. Aphrodite held her hand out. The book that had contained Julian appeared in her arms. I also thought you might want to find some safe place to put this. Julian gaped as she handed it to him. You're giving me custody of Priapus? Aphrodite shrugged. He killed you. I can't very well let him get away without some form of punishment. He'll get out eventually, if he's a good boy. Grace almost felt sorry for poor Priapus. Almost. Aphrodite leaned forward and kissed Julian on the cheek. I always loved you. I just didn't know how to show it. Julian nodded. I guess it's what happens when your mother is a goddess. You can't very well expect birthday parties and home-cooked meals. True, but I gave you a lot of other gifts that your girlfriend seems to treasure.